Hello again, Mike O'Connor. Another geezer cast for you. As usual, it's been a while, but there you go. And I decided, you know, the economy being what it is, I'd do another one of these view from the inside of the collapse geezer casts for the grandchildren. We're now well into what is clearly going to be one of the worst recessions/depressions in my lifetime. No end in sight, no bottom in sight. I watch lots and lots of graphs, things like number of containers shipped per month and real estate inventory and money supply and amount of debt still to reset to higher rates, et cetera, et cetera. I watch them all, and then the graphs are all still going the wrong way, so I don't think we're done yet. But it's pretty bad. So a fella could get grouchy about that. Warren Buffett did. Warren Buffett, for those of you, my unborn grandchildren, is a pretty famous investor in this era. He started a company called Berkshire Hathaway. And they never split the stock, and so the stock trades for some ludicrous amount per share. I can't remember what it is. It's maybe $100,000 a share, or I don't know, some gigantic number. And they've lost 40% this year, which is, for Warren Buffett, that's a pretty horrendous track record. So he was in the paper today saying the economy's fallen off a cliff, not just here in the U.S., but pretty much all around the world. And I think he's right. But there you go. We'll get through it. We always do. It's, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that economists sort of got a little bit carried away. They said, oh, you know, that all that stuff about the business cycle, that's baloney. We know how to control all that now. And a lot of those economists are scratching their heads and saying, well, maybe not so much. So we are definitely in a down business cycle at the moment. A lot of people getting laid off, but we'll get through it. And Tom Friedman had a pretty good piece in the Times, I guess last Sunday probably, in which he was sort of saying, you know, this may be the end of sort of the 50-year cycle of growth-based economics. Growth-based economics, the kind of credo is you have to grow so that people buy more stuff, so that more stuff gets made, so that more people get employed, so that you can grow some more, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, there are lots of reasons why that may not work, not the least of which is the capability of the planet to support all that. And we may have just come to the end of that paradigm. It'd be interesting to see, because everything is sort of unwinding all around the world, and maybe we can figure out a better way to do this the next time, which would be very cool. So anyway, he was finding lemonade in the lemons, which I think is a good thing. And meanwhile, life goes on. We had the progressive dinner last Saturday night in St. Anthony Park. Record number of people, 125 people came. And saw all kinds of great new people that I never met before. Went to three houses that I'd never been in before. Well, I went to Connie Watt's house. I was a distant admirer of Connie Watt in grade school. And I got to eat dinner in her house tonight, last Saturday night in St. Anthony Park. Connie has long since moved on. I don't know where she is, but that was a big thrill. And unfortunately, during the progressive dinner, I tripped over a curb and fell down and skinned my knee, just like you would skin your knee if you were eight, you know? Great big owie on my knee. So I sat there and I didn't cry, but I'm here to tell you that even when you're almost 60, it really hurts like heck when you skin your knee. I ripped my pants, the whole works. It's really a pain. And meanwhile, I attended ICANN by wire. ICANN is, I think I'm going to do a geezer cast about ICANN sometime. I'm not sure when, but sometime. ICANN is the gang that keeps track of the domain name system and the internet numbering system. It stands for the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And I'm a tiny cog in the wheel. I'm a member of the constituency that represents business people in the part of ICANN that looks at generic domain names. I got into that because I have those great domains of mine. And I decided that would be a good way to kind of keep up on what's going on and also give back a little bit since I made a lot of money off those names. This is sort of a way to contribute back into the community. So I've been, mostly participating, but every once in a while leading policy efforts in that as a volunteer. And every once in a while I go off to a meeting in a faraway place and write it off my taxes. I went to Cairo. That's why I was in Cairo when Obama was elected. And so this time the meeting was in Mexico City, and I didn't really want to go to Mexico City. So I attended by wire, and it's not bad. I mean, the thing you miss is the stuff that happens at the bar, and that's a very important part of what goes on at ICANN, so I'm not recommending it as a complete replacement, but it certainly gave me a great flavor for what was going on, and it's a whole lot cheaper. And a lot less disruptive. I could go to an ICANN meeting and then shuffle into my slippers and go down and have dinner at home. That was pretty cool. And the other big meeting supplier for me is the Ultra High Speed Broadband Task Force that I'm a member of. I think I'm going to do a geezer cast about that sometime too. And now that's getting, we're about half done, a little bit more than half done in terms of the meetings. And one of the very cool things out of that is that I've decided I'm going to go out to Mountain View, California, and interview Vint Cerf about what he thinks statewide policymakers like us should be doing in terms of ultra-high-speed broadband. I was going to do it by video phone, but video phone is still, for all this history, you would think that we would have our act together, but video stuff is still not really quite together yet. And so I decided it'd be easier just to fly out there with a video camera and plunk it down in the conference room and actually talk to him face to face. So I'm hoping that this will all get set up and that I'll go out there at the end of the month, which would be really cool. And I'll bring that back and throw it into the hopper in the broadband task force, another perspective. And we'll see. Anyway, so life goes on. The economy is not the greatest, but not everybody is laid off. It's, most people are still working. People's houses are certainly not worth what they were, so everybody's kind of dialing everything back. And the pundits are going crazy. And Obama's got a really complicated job, that's for sure. I don't envy him. Of course, the Republicans have geared up. Some would say that the Republicans are shooting themselves in the foot right now because it does seem like the sort of loudest, most extreme voices have taken over the Republican Party. And as a result, the poll results are going our way. Obama's popularity is way up. Democratic Party popularity is way up. Republican Party popularity is way down. And in a way, I think that's too bad because I think there's a sort of moderate Main Street Republican that is not being heard these days. And that's a problem because without a sort of credible opposition, I get a little nervous about any party having, you know, complete unopposed power. I like what Obama's doing a lot. I love the he's unwinding a heck of a lot of really stupid things that Bush did, and every day there's a new one. So Obama's certainly not letting the grass grow under his feet, but I do wish that the Republican Party had a little bit less bombast and a little bit more intellect in what they were doing right now. Right now, the Republican Party seems to be represented by Rush Limbaugh, who I sure hope you, my unborn grandchildren, will never have heard of Rush Limbaugh. He's a sort of loud-mouthed demagogue. He, I think, would have fit in really well right at the beginning of the Third Reich in Germany. You know, he has this sort of vitriolic rhetoric that he spews on the radio all the time, and he's sort of the voice of the party right now, and that's too bad because that leaves out a lot of really thoughtful conversation that would, I think, in fact, benefit the country a lot. But there you go. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on. I just wanted to take advantage of this nice spring day and lay down a geezer cast. And so there you go. That's what I've got. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.